Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
With the June primary election behind us, it's time to breathe a collective sigh of relief, at least for the time being. In reality, it's as though we're comfortably situated in the eye of a hurricane. The primary storm is over, now it's just blue skies and calm seas, but we know that the hurricane force winds of the general election are right around the corner. Unfortunately, Montana is one of the states acting as ground zero. It's because of the race between Senator John Tester and Congressman Denny Rehberg, and it's all about control of the United States Senate, and ultimately the direction of the United States Supreme Court for the foreseeable future. This is high-stakes politics, and both sides are playing for keeps. When I say both sides, most people would think that I mean Republicans and Democrats, but it's bigger than that. With the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision, it's about mega donors like George Soros and the public employees unions on the left and people like the Koch brothers on the right. Two groups with very different worldviews and very different opinions on what America should look like. As regular folks, we're tempted to ignore it all, but we can't because it won't ignore us. We have to stay engaged, and at the very least, we have to vote. In the United States, only 60% of those who call themselves Christians are registered to vote, and of those, only about half actually vote. No wonder the other side's driving the bus. On another note, the Montana Family Foundation is gearing up for the fight on the ballot referendum that will require minor girls to notify their parents before they get an abortion. Montana is the only state in the region where a 13-year-old girl can get an abortion without her parents' knowledge. Ironically, that same girl must get parental permission to get her ears pierced. It's frankly bizarre, but it's the norm when political correctness trumps common sense. The issue's been tied up in the courts and the legislature for over a decade. Now it's time for parents to take charge. In the 2011 legislative session, the House and Senate both passed a parental notification law, but it was vetoed by Governor Schweitzer, who caved under pressure from Planned Parenthood. The legislature then quickly regrouped and passed the ballot referendum, which bypasses the governor and goes straight to the people for a vote. It's a way for the people to say, enough is enough. We as parents want to be involved in our children's lives. No one loves them more than we do. The same referendum was recently on the ballot in Alaska, and Planned Parenthood spent almost $3 million trying to defeat it. Our side only raised about $250,000, but we still won. If you would like to be involved in this effort, we're looking for volunteers and donations to help with advertising. Please give us a call at 628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org. As parents, it's our job to protect our children. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.